The Joyride.
So, een van my favorite rock bands, eintlik meer pokramp. Punk rock. Kan jy as my ordentlik praat?
Sê gou weer.
Punk rock bands.
Punk yeah.
My gunsteling punk rock bands van die 90s en die vroeg 2000s. Ons het hard gepartytjie op ons skool daar op hulle musiek. Blink 182. What a band.
Ja, verseker.
En een van die bandlede, glo dit of nie, was een van die redes hoekom Osama bin Laden opgespoor en uitgehaal.
No way.
Dit is my so cool story aan. Al gesê alles wat nou in die wêreld gebeur nou en almal wat nou mekaar try assassinate en uithaal en hierdie, dit is net crazy. En ons het al vergeet hoe lank terug dit nou is wat daai oorlog begin het waarby Osama bin Laden by betrokke was en hoe lank het hulle gevat het om hom in die hande te kry.
Mm.
And eventually bring him to justice, if you want to call it that.
Ja.
Wat jy ooit gedink 'n punk rock band van Amerika sou een van die redes wees hoekom hulle vir Osama bin Laden eventually sou kry. Luister 'n bietjie na hierdie crazy story.
Mark Hoppus, Blink 182's bass player, told our government how to catch Osama bin Laden. So they're touring. They're in a combat zone, but they're in a hangar, and they're playing music, part of the support the troops type stuff.
Yeah.
And they do this concert, and then he's talking to higher-ups, and he's like, I think I know how you can catch him. They laugh at him. He's like, I'm serious. Like, I've been thinking about this. They're like, all right, give me your pitch. How are we going to find this guy? He's like, well, he broadcasts pretty frequently, and you guys are running surveillance. You don't know where he is, but he's in a region where you can probably fly over. He was like, why don't you broadcast a specific frequency per region, which is undetectable to human ear, but gets picked up by cameras. And when he doesn't broadcast, he'll have no idea that there's basically a dog whistle flying around in each area. He's like, you can see based on the strength of each thing, so you'll be able to triangulate where he was.
What?
The guy said, I'm going to be in Washington in a couple days. I'm going to pitch your idea. That's the last he heard of it. 4 months later, he's gone.
Boom.
That is so cool. And that's literally like what they did.
They never confirmed.
That's a good idea,
but
though.
But he pitched that idea, and then 4 months later, he's gone.
That's amazing.
You're tuned into The Joyride on OFM, courtesy of Brocourt Auctions, your partner in quality auctions. Get in, loser, for the